You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. Joining me in this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well,
in this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about, well, things that can come back and bite the self.
Yes, things can that can come back and bite thine in the ass. Or the arse, as they used to say.
Yes, yes.
So, as of this recording, Monday, June 8th, 2020, it's everywhere now, but I originally saw it on comicbookresources.com. The Flash fires Hartley Sawyer for racist, misogynistic tweets. The Flash has fired elongated man actor Hartley Sawyer following the discovery of misogynistic and racist tweets on his social media. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sawyer has since deleted his Twitter, which contained jokes involving sexual assault, racism, and homophobia. In response to these tweets, the CW and showrunner Eric Wallace have released a joint statement explaining why they fired him from the Arrowverse series. It says, Hartley Sawyer will not be returning for Season 7 of The Flash. In regards to Mr. Sawyer's post on social media, we do not tolerate derogatory remarks that target any race, ethnicity, national origin, gender, or sexual orientation. Such remarks are antithetical to our values. I'm probably
butchering it.
Butchering that word, but whatever. And policies, which strive and evolve to promote safe, inclusive, and productive environment for our workforce. The tweets that led to Sawyer's firing, which resurfaced online recently, were written largely between 2011 and 2014 and contain sensitive topics. Quote, "If I had a wife, I would beat the hell out of her tonight, LOL." End quote, he wrote in a 2012 tweet. In another, he posted, "The only thing keeping me from doing mildly racist tweets is the knowledge that Al Sharpton would never stop complaining about me." This last one is just really... Personally, I don't think I would ever let, quote unquote, let a thug hit it, but that's just me, he said in 2014. I did not follow this guy on social media for the longest time, and then I got suggestions to, because I was following the Flash writers, and I follow Grant Gustin and a bunch of other people from the show, and I don't really pay attention to a lot of Twitter right now because I'm on my phone, and usually how I pay attention to Twitter is my tweet deck on my computer. So he's deleted his account, and it just goes to show you folks, don't put social media is dangerous for everybody. You have to be very careful with what you say, especially if, even though when these tweets were made, the Flash hadn't even started yet, I don't think. Yeah, it launched in 2014. I'm pretty sure. That's right, isn't it?
The Flash?
Yeah, launched in 2014.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So even though he wasn't on the show then, still, you're on the show now, and everyone should really go back through, especially if you're on a famous show like that and really
scrub big your social. Show.
Oh, yeah. Scrub it with a Mr. Clean magic eraser or something, because they be watching, yo.
Well, everybody does this. Like, everybody has, like, this... Because nobody, to be honest, nobody knew what social media was when it first started.
Right.
And so you had all of these different elements in play that nobody really fully understood it. And so you get to this point where, you know, you've made something of your life, you've done X, Y, and Z, and then somebody, because they have, you know, this grudge against you, or because there's all these different things going on in the world, you know, whether you had a lapse in judgment or you just were a bonehead when you were younger, it's not the most intelligent thing in the world to sit there and post things, especially like that. I mean, I periodically, like, I'll go through and I'll scrub my social just to see if I've posted something in the past, like, just because A, I can't remember, and B, like, I'll just type in a bunch of different keywords just to see what comes up.
And right. Yeah.
Predominantly, I say that sucks. But that's just, that's like my main go-to, like, I don't like this, or this is annoying or dumb.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't have anything calling anybody something derogatory. I don't have anything mean or, you know, mean-spirited on mine. So, I mean, and I've always been very conscious of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't particularly trust anything that you're putting online. It's, you know, and I'm sure, like, headshot, I'm sure I've said some things in that that were distasteful, which is why it's no longer online.
Exactly.
But, and there are key people that still have access to it or still have it, but either way you look at it, those are things that, again, you've done in your past. Do I think that everybody should be penalized for something that they've said or done in the past? No, not really. I mean, it depends on the degree of what it is. If it's just words and they're just saying stupid crap just for a reaction, I don't really think that that warrants them getting fired off of something. Especially, like, it's a difference if they were, like, if there was, like, sexual allegations and abuse and things like that, where it actually happened, then yeah, they're completely justified. Especially if it happened on the program. And I get it, it's a PR thing, so that they can be like, eh, we got nothing to do with this guy. He screwed up, and it's on him. But, like, on the other hand, I see it kind of in the light of it's kind of petty for something that happened that while, you know, that long ago. Because most people don't sit on the same thoughts that they used to.
Right.
Like, the way I thought 10 years ago, 11 years ago, isn't necessarily the same way I think now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have changed. There's a lot of things that I don't talk like anymore. There's a lot of things that I would never say now. I mean, if you listen to anything within the last year or two, especially the last year, like, I don't swear in anything if you...
Yeah.
And I try to be very careful of what I say about other people and what, you know, I basically keep my opinion and my thoughts to myself, because one, the world is in such a stage of butthurt that they can't handle it, for one.
Yeah.
Like, I can take it when people dish something out at me. Like, I don't get completely offended. Like, I will have a dialogue. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is when people just get venomous about it. And that's kind of the world we're in now. And so those that are not being careful and not self-censoring.
Yeah.
You may think it to the core. You may believe it. You may, you know, whatever. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the world is not a tolerant place. No matter what they tell you, it is not a tolerant place.
And it never has been. And it never will be. Yeah.
Despite what people may think, this world is not... It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be this place that everyone is just... You know, everything is just rainbows and butterflies. Like, it's not going to be that way. And I think that if they're telling themselves that, they're completely delusional. Because it's never going to be perfect. Do I think that people need to be offensive for the sake of being offensive? No. I think that people should do all they can to try and be accommodating, to be kind, to not be worthless human beings. You know, whether you think something or not, you should be considerate of other people. Because
exactly.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right. Now, personally, I won't do this on this show because, you know, I try my best not to. But the way I view cursing is, and my wife and I don't have kids. We're not going to have kids. The way I view cursing is that it's a sentence enhancer. It doesn't have to be F this, F this, F this, F, like F, 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 S, 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 S. It doesn't have to be, you know, like, just let me get away with this one because it references a movie. Remember Not Another Teen Movie, The Tourette's Girl?
Yes.
Shit, damn, fuck, ow! Like, it doesn't have to be that. And I understand those people out there that don't like cursing and don't think cursing is a good use of language. Sometimes you just need a good F-bomb, though. If it's something that you are so stressed out about or something that you don't know how to put some sort of upper crust 20-letter word to kind of thing, a four-letter word will help you get your frustrations out at any point in time. At least that's how I personally view it. I don't always curse all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for me over the years, like I just turned 40 this year. In, let's say, I'm trying to make sure I get the math right on the age thing. Let's say from the age of 16 to now, I just fall into the cursing. Like, you get me angry, you get me to the point where I start talking like this, and I'm parking the car in Boston and Harvard Yard and all that.
Give me my boss, car keys.
Yeah. It's car. It's C-A-H. It's, yeah. So, you know, you get me back, you know, in my Boston mentality. There's a chance it's going to be wicked pissa, and it's just one of those things where it just comes out like
it's when you least expect it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm talking like that all of the time
or on purpose.
On social media. Yeah, I'm not doing it intentionally. You know, you listen to any of the recent episodes of this podcast. If I've done any cursing that you haven't cut out, it just happened. It wasn't like, okay, this is, I'm going to say this, 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 and this, and this, and I'm going to try to offend everyone. I really don't want to offend anyone because I want people to actually listen to this show and all of our shows that we do. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, I get it. Like, I get they're trying to distance themselves. I get that they don't want to be associated with it. Makes perfect sense. It honestly does. Like, I totally stand behind that mentality because they do have to distance themselves or they could deal with other legal ramifications.
Exactly.
Same token, I think it's kind of crap that they would go to that length to more or less say, hey, dude, you're kicked off the party club because you said something distasteful and, you know, sayonara, you suck. You know, it's just, I don't necessarily agree with the mentality of firing somebody because they've said something in the past. I guess that's kind of my take on it. Yes, what he said was completely 100% wrong.
Absolutely.
Not acceptable in the slightest. But, you know, and I'm sure that those are things that are just long forgotten. Like, he just doesn't even register.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that regard, I think it's kind of crap that, you know, they let him go. But, you know, you same token, you kind of have to...
You have to lie in the shitty bed you made.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I mean, I hate to say it that way, and I was trying my best not to curse on here, but I have to make a point of, you know, the whole point of this part of this episode is what you put out on social media, no matter what it is,
it will come back to bite you.
It will come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah. And
it just absolutely will.
And ultimately, people do need to pay better attention to what they write.
Yes.
Or say. Because no matter what avenue it goes, you cause yourself harm when you do these things. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy, and they'll explain it away, I'm sure, some super stupid easy way, because they'll be like, oh, well, he's the Plastic Man. He can change himself to look like whatever he wants, you know, and so they'll just change his appearance, and then they'll pull a Don Cheadle. Which is, again, unfortunate, but they'll do it. That being said, like, I mean, we've seen it happen to numerous famous people in the last 5 years, at least. James Gunn said something like 10 years ago, and they were Disney's like, wow, we're firing him from, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And then Warner Brothers is like, all right, we'll take him. And then and then Disney's like, oh, well, because everybody was like, okay, this was like old news. So I think it depends on the person, whether they'll backpedal on it. I don't see them backpedaling on him because he's not a director that made a multi-million-dollar movie and launched a series. But I do think it's kind of crap how it's selective. And it's again, it's unfortunate. But it is what it is. I mean, at this point in time.
Yeah. Not that I would want Facebook to copy Twitter, but sometimes I wish they would, at least in this certain aspect that I'm going to bring up. Facebook has this thing called memories, where it basically takes certain posts that happened on certain days a year ago, 5 years, however long you've been on Facebook, a year ago, 5 years ago, yada, 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 yada. Like, okay, perfect example. 2 years ago, June 8th, 2018, I shared from the Transformers page on Facebook, it's like we are literally the same person, hashtag best friends day. It's a picture from Transformers the movie of Rumble is purple, Frenzy is red. We've been friends for so long, I can't even remember which one of us is the bad influence. You know, so the point I'm trying to make here is I wish Twitter would have something like memories so I can go back and look at some of I know I can get a PDF or whatever, grade or whatever it's, I can get a download of all my tweets kind of thing, but that means I have to go through it and whatever, whereas I can just go on Facebook and look through these memories for that day. And I look through this every day. You know, so I don't know. It just, you gotta be careful with what you put out there.
And I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I do. Because it's just not, it's not cool.
It's a double-edged sword. It's one of those things where it's absolutely.
He's made it that he's lying in it now, but it sucks on both sides of that fence, because I honestly really enjoyed his character on the show. And honestly, this last season hasn't really been that strong. So he's been one of the main anchors of the show, being that everybody's depowered. So like I feel like it's going to lose some momentum when it comes back, just based on that alone.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to, you know, have, you know, flashing Batman or something. Oh, that's the other news.
What?
Partially. Ruby Rose departed Batwoman before season 2, and they are going to not only recast her, they're going to make Batwoman a completely new and different character. So it's not going to be Kate Kane anymore as Batwoman. It's going to be someone completely different.
Yeah, I remember reading that. I don't know what to think about it, to be honest.
I'm cautiously optimistic because it's kind of like a fresh start for them. My overall thoughts, and I haven't even finished watching Batwoman yet. I'm actually waiting for it to hit Netflix before their contracts are up and it ends up going to HBO Max or DC Universe or wherever. My overall thoughts of season one of Batwoman, I really enjoyed it for the most part, but the Alice storyline should not have been the entire season. It should have been like four or five episodes and then have Batwoman do something else other than consistently going after her sister the whole time. Anyway, the other thing. Oh, yes. So we like talking tech on this show.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, folks, if you wake up in the morning first thing and you see a notification from Google Play or whatever, oh, you need more space on your phone. Would you like to free up space? Do not ever select all. Because apparently, my dumbass pretty much deleted 90% of the apps on my phone as of this recording, Monday, June 8th, 2020, and I had to reinstall them all, and I had to re-sign into everything. I should never do things when I'm half asleep. I just should never, ever do it. I'm like, why is all this stuff disappearing? Stop it! And for like an hour and a half, I could not figure out what were some of the apps and their positions on it. Because I have the Samsung Galaxy S9. I only have one screen of apps because I use the folders thing. So like I have a folder for my Google stuff. So Google, Maps, Gmail, Photos, Drive, Docs. I have a folder for all my streaming or audio stuff. So Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, Amazon Music, Disney Plus, DC, you know, all those apps is in one. So it's all in one folder in one place. I don't have to have 25 screens. And I don't have to scroll 25 times to find something. I just go in a folder. There it is. I can pull it up. See, all these things are disappearing. And I'm like, what's going on? I thought it was just getting rid of like memory space, not actual physical memory space on the phone. I'm
you will be destroyed, Michael Blunt.
I am smartphone challenged, apparently. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. So yeah, I have no cares about the Ruby Rose recast, to be honest.
It was a CW thing. We were talking about him getting fired, and I figured, oh, this is other news that, you know, had happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, at this point, I think that we're going to have to just kind of deal with a lot of changes.
Yep.
In geek media. Just because kind of where we're going with things. But yeah, ultimately it is a bummer. And basically, evolving. Go ahead.
It's evolving.
Yeah. And people, I think that people need to pay for their past sayings? No. But, you know, like we've said, he's kind of crapped in that bed and he's gonna lay in it now, and yeah, it's unfortunate. It's almost like the whole thing with Lethal Weapon where they had to change the actor out and kill Riggs. So yeah, I was a little sad about that too, but what can you do? they have the platform and they messed it up.
Yep.
How do you do this? Why do you mess up? Run your mouth. So, anyways, I think that about wraps this episode up. Not very long, but just felt like it needed some commentary. You know, basically, the moral of the story, be careful what you post.
Exactly.
So, If you guys have topic suggestions and things that you'd like to hear us talk about in the next episode, let us know on the social medias. So you can let us know on the Geekcast Radio or Altered Geek Facebook pages or on the Twitter. Or you can let me know on Twitter at SCP21. How can they get a hold of you?
I am at TF2 and Mike on Twitter.
So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.